21 miles to the Allgown Road. Never look back, never ever went slow.
Never look back, heard him say that before.
Never look back, never stare at a ghost. BK air in the summertime show. Ain't shit fly but the drones, oh no. Low on the smokes, grab another pack, go. Pop smoke too, we'll play a piano.
Hey, welcome to the first episode of PC New Podcast. I'm your host, Dograd. So on this podcast, I'm going to talk about some games that I like and enjoy, such as PUBG, League of Legends, Valheim, Counter-Strike, the list goes on and on. But to name a few right there, I'm a big fan of PUBG and League of Legends, so definitely going to be touching on those two games quite a bit. But I'm also a fan of things like Battlefield and Counter-Strike, other shooters. Kind of getting into other games like simulation games, DCS. It's a new game that I just downloaded. It's free to play on Steam. Going to be trying that one out this week. Give you guys a review on that probably next episode. So yeah, now the formalities are out the way. Let's get into this, man. So we got some big gaming news that just came out today. Or maybe it wasn't today. Maybe it was yesterday. I'm not sure. We had the Battlefield 2042 premiere reveal trailer. Gotta be honest. Some of the captures, the real in-game captures, look pretty sweet, but Battlefield's always looked amazing, so this doesn't shock me. They're just onto the next-generation systems, and they're actually utilizing their processing power, so it looks pretty fucking badass. It looks like worth buying and playing, to be honest, and I'm definitely going to be getting this for PC, but I might need to get an upgrade or two before I get it, because I have a feeling I'm going to be dropping some frames. But it looks amazing. I watched the trailer. There's a slew of new vehicles. They did all kinds of stuff. If you want to check out the trailer, honestly, it's all over the place. Just, yeah, search Battlefield 2042 reveal trailer. I can leave a link in the podcast description. But it looks pretty cool, not going to lie. So, big thing for me is there's not going to be a Battle Royale mode. I don't really care too much about the campaign, but no Battle Royale mode seems kind of stupid on their part to not at least incorporate, you know, something like a 50-player or a 100-player or something. But they're going more with the campaign. It's kind of like the campaign narrative multiplayer kind of deal, where as they release new operators, you play different missions, and it teaches you more about the campaign that way, because they found that, well, I know what they want to do. They want to engage everybody in multiplayer and buying stuff from multiplayer, and they're trying to bring over the people that are addicted to campaign stuff, and they're trying to be like, hey, you can still get a taste of this if you just play some multiplayer that we got here. And I don't know if that's going to translate too well, but the game does look amazing as far as a tactical shooter. They're incorporating some new stuff like walls being able to come down in bases and things like that, so it definitely looks really cool. And the trailer is like completely hyped up, and there's explosions and this and that, but you know, like when you're really playing the game, it's a lot of like camping, seeing a guy popping shots at him, hiding again, you know what I mean? So we'll see how that actually translates, but to be honest, it looks pretty cool. Some of the landscapes look amazing, like really, really cool. So yeah, I'm definitely going to be playing that, definitely going to be trying that out when that comes out. But that's pretty much the biggest news as far as like PC gaming is concerned. It's pretty much what everybody's talking about right now. You know, there's, yeah, as far as gaming is concerned, that's the big thing. Elder Scrolls is going to PS5. Anyway, So let's get over to talk about some PUBG news and also some stuff that is in the works right now. As you guys know, the 12.1 update is live. The patch just went live not that long ago, yesterday, if I'm correct. So let's get into this patch, some of these patch notes for PUBG here, and see what is what's new, honestly. Okay, so looks like they got some updates for Miramar. Says it's basically some graphical improvements. It looks much better. I mean, the water looks great. The trees, there's more places to hide. They made Miramar almost a playable match, because whenever I've gotten this before on multiplayer, it's just like a nightmare. So they're saying improved lighting, visual quality. It's saying improving player interactions with the environment. I don't know what exactly that's pertaining to. Previous Miramar. Just saying a smoother experience. So that's the update for right now. It looks amazing, honestly. It looks really, really nice. The trees look incredible. You know, Miramar, this is going to be really fun. Actually, I'm excited to play Miramar because of this graphical update. This looks really good. I mean, you guys can check out the screens for yourself, PUBG.com. They've got the screenshots up there. It looks really good. I'm actually enticed to want to play Miramar again. So, tons of other stuff going on here as far as drops and things that they're letting that they're going for, skins. You guys know I don't really give a crap about skins and things like that. There is, however, a new weapon available, and it is the Lynx AMR. It's an awesome looking sniper rifle. Almost reminds me of the Barrett 50 cal, the way that the muzzle's set up, but it looks pretty dope. Pretty dope. It's the first 50 cal, yeah, see? It's the first 50 caliber sniper rifle. It's the best anti-vehicle rifle in the game. That's pretty badass. It can penetrate BRDMs, those armored personnel vehicles, and it can penetrate the windows, killing the occupants. It's capable of destroying weak vehicles, like a motorcycle, in a single shot, and most regular vehicles in two or three shots. You only have 5 shots in the clip. And no way to reload. Wow. Okay. So it's literally like, it's going to be something that you have as a secondary, and you can open up on a vehicle and just destroy a fucking vehicle. I like that. We got a new fucking vehicle, ladies and gentlemen. The Quad. Give it up. I've been waiting for something like this. My God, did it take them this long to finally release a quad? We've had, like, dune buggies, fucking Jeeps, cars, Corvette-looking cars, Dacias, motorcycles, Pintos, VW things. Finally, a quad. Something that makes sense for this terrain and this map, like, thank God. Here's some of the stats on the quad. It's a two-seater, making this one ideal for duos. 750 health. Max speed is 110, 125 downhill. Max range, fucking 24 kilometers. It'll only spawn on Miramar, making this one pretty cool. It's going to be added to in custom matches and training mode in a future update. So, yeah, for now, if you want to get this thing, you got to get on a match and get in Miramar. Okay, cool. It says a certain percentage of all motorcycles, including two- and three-seaters, will spawn as roadster motorcycles. I'm guessing they're just a little more souped up. It's pretty cool. We got UI and UX improvements. Looks like they're doing stuff at the menu, trying to make it a little easier to equip your skins, your clothing, things like that. Key binding changes. It made a little soccer game for the lobby area while you're loading. They're so behind the times in trying to make games and things to keep people entertained while it loads, but at least they're giving it a try. We got some bot improvements. Adding new behavior to the bots, different interactions with grenades and cover. Bots will now jump from the plane similarly to other players, maybe mimicking other players they see. And they've also made additional improvements to the underlying bot AI. Well, that's not cool. We want dumb bots out there. I'm just kidding. That's good. Alright, right on. Apparently there's a Hall of Fame building that they made in-game that you can check out. Let's see, emergency pickup improvements. Thank you for the tremendous amount of feedback. Okay, so emergency pickup planes will appear less frequently. There's now a 90-second cooldown between planes. A countdown timer appears in the emergency pickup icon if an airplane isn't currently available. Using an emergency pickup while the airplanes are on cooldown will cause the kit to be wasted. Change the model of the airplane. Improve the sound rope sounds. I'm sorry, improve the sound rope sounds when attached players are moving. Okay, so a little bit of updates there. Temporary bans related to the potential cheating won't impact... This is on cheating. Temporary bans related to potential cheating won't impact reputation. Players found to be cheating will still be permanently banned. Ooh-wee. Reputation will still decrease from other types of bans. Breaking the PUBG rules of conduct can still result in a ban and subsequent decrease in reputation. Right on. You can view people's profiles now. Man, it's looking good. I haven't tried the new race mode. I enjoy the actual like battle royale mode as not as much as the actual race mode that they've got going on here, but I'll have to give it a try just for the hell of it. It looks like it could be a little bit of fun. So, cool. Yeah, they got all kinds of skins, clothing, and things like that. So that's looking good. PUBG is looking good, and as you guys know, they've got this is the year of the big maps. They're going to be releasing, like, two huge maps this year. It's going to be exciting. I can't wait, honestly. And now we're going to go ahead and cover what's happening with League of Legends. So, yeah, for PUBG, get yourself onto a Miramar match. Get yourself onto a Miramar match if you can, and try out that new AMR. Try to take out some vehicles. It sounds like it'd be a lot of fun. Amazing, honestly. So, if you would like to play with me on PUBG, send me a just send me a message on Twitter. That's at PC Noob Podcast on Twitter. So just hit me up on there, and then I'll get in touch with you if you wanted to play League of Legends. So, woo! To be honest, guys, I'm just going to be honest with you. I am, like the podcast says, I am a noob at League of Legends. I love this game, though. It's a lot of fun. It really is. My favorite hero on here is Kayle. She's a support hero. Starts off really weak. She scales up, becomes really powerful by end of game. I can really do some serious damage by the end of the game with her. But let's go ahead and check out the some news going on right now. We'll check out the patch notes. So we got 11.12 notes here for League. It's a light patch focusing on champ adjustments, just balancing, some balancing for Aphelios. There's some nerfs to pro outliers, Renekton and Kai'Sa. And then there's something going on. They're spotlighting Dr. Mundo. I'm not sure they're just bringing him back or they're reskinning him. He looks they made him look kind of cool. So interesting. Yeah, there's some just a little bit of stuff going on here. Okay, let's see what they did here. Okay. So Dr. Mundo, they added a couple skins for him. Aphelios base stats, we got magic resist is going from 20 to 30. AD growth is going from 2.4 to 3. On her Q, Severum attack, number of max attacks is going from pretty much the same thing, but there's 50% bonus instead of 33% bonus. So we just got a little bit of tweaks here. For Draven, he's going to be doing a little bit more damage with that spinning axe attack. For Gnar, nerfed a little bit from 59 to 57 on the base attack stats on that. For Hecarim, armor is being buffed from 32 to 35. Little bit more bonus to the AD on Rampage, 10%. Ilio, mana growth buff from 40 to 50. Jarvan the Fourth, cooldown is now 9 seconds on W, instead of 12. Kai'Sa, all her cooldowns have increased on Q. Malphite, on hit damage has increased, including his armor bonus on Thunderclap. Oh my god, there's so many. Sorry about that. Rammus, 30 to 40, so he's buffed a little bit. Nasus, he got nerfed a little bit. He was a little strong. Talon, Rake, pretty much like all the heroes. A few others there I didn't mention. Ziggs, Wukong, so pretty much just some buffs to the heroes and stuff like that that's going on. Seems exciting. I'm looking forward to getting to level 30 in League of Legends. Right now I'm almost level 26. I know that ranked is extremely difficult, but I still want to try my hand at it. Still trying to clutch I've clutched my first squad PUBG as a solo squad about a week ago. Definitely trying to do some more of that. Going to be playing more solo matches, and I'm going to start Twitch streaming as well. just because, you know, it's fun. I forgot to mention that I love Rocket League, and I play Rocket League. So, that's pretty much it for League of Legends. So, again, if you guys want to play some League of Legends with me, I'm not very good. I'm still kind of a beginner, I'm level 25, 26, so not a big fan of ARAM, but I love Summoner's Rift. So hit me up, fellow Demacians, on Twitter at PCNoobPodcast. So on to our next game. It's Rocket League, baby. This might be the most fun freaking soccer game with cars on the planet. It's so much fun. So yeah, let's see what's going on. Season 3, we got some cool stuff going on for Season 3. I know they got the Week 1, Week 2, Week 3, Week 4. You can get lots of drops. Honestly, if you played last season, your Rocket Pass would be, like, free this season. They're going to be adding some fucking NASCARs, F1 cars. That's awesome. New competitive rewards, Can't wait to see what those are. That's going to be really cool. At the end of the season, you always get those. So, some new cars and stuff. I mean, Rocket League still is Rocket League. Let's see what's going on with the news, though. So, we got Tactical Rumble, where you can change, you can switch between your power. So, usually you're just assigned one power randomly, but this gives you, like, three to choose from. Changes Rumble quite a bit, I think makes it kind of tactical, if you will. Looks like fun. Celebrating Pride Month, they got all kinds of cool drops for Pride Month, all kinds of cool rainbow stuff. I can check out the patch notes. They got the McLaren 570S is back. You know me, though. It's Octane or Twinzer, something like that, or Fennec, as far as my cars are concerned. I like something with a good hitbox. These Formula One cars look really cool, though. Really, really cool. Oh, man, they got some cool cars. The Automobili Lamborghini Huracan STO. Good Lord, that's crazy looking. So much stuff going on here with Rocket League. It's wild. They got all kinds of stuff going on. Let's check out these patch notes. Fixed a bug causing players to be invisible in a match. Fixed a bug preventing creators from spectating their own custom matches. That's it, folks. Not much. The game's so clean, it doesn't need much. I don't cover esports too much, guys, but you know that there are some sick, sick players out there. They're amazing. So, yeah, not too much news going on Rocket League's side. I am really excited about this game on Steam, DCS. It's a Digital Combat Simulator World. But there's no W in there, I don't know. This game's got some really good ratings as far as like what everybody's saying. I downloaded it on Steam. I'm going to be trying it. It looks really cool. It's got, I mean, if you're into this kind of game, jets, tanks, vehicles and stuff like that, it looks pretty cool. They got a Warthog with missiles, everything looks really rad. So, oh, I see. This is how they make their money. So, you can buy the vehicle that you want. I'm guessing the game comes with a certain amount of stock vehicles, but then if you see a vehicle on the website that you really like, you can buy it in for, you know, in-game. Pretty cool. We gotta see what this game's about, though. I'm gonna be playing that, reviewing that, and checking that out. It looks pretty sweet, though, honestly. I am gonna also try to get into Civilization VI. I don't know what happened last time. I think I'm gonna watch a little YouTube tutorial, or just literally listen to the on-screen tutorial instructions and give it a try, but I suck so much at those games, so I lose patience and just go back to shooters and hiding in PUBG because it's what's easy for me. But yeah, all in all, might touch on a couple other things. I might get back into GTA. I know there's some cool mods. A lot of people are playing GTA right now. So that could be covering some of that on episode 3, maybe some episode 2, depending on. We're going to need some more content as well. But I'm going to try and do 2 episodes a week for you guys covering gaming news, because I know some stuff will happen in the beginning of the week, some stuff will happen at the end of the week, so just gonna try to cover it twice for you guys, let you guys know what's going on with all things gaming that's in my world, which is like 4 or 5 games, which isn't all things gaming, it's just like a few things gaming, but whatever. It's my podcast and it's my rules, baby. If I had mail from my fans or listeners, I would read it here, and if I had any Patreons, I would list them here, but I don't, because I don't even have one set up right now, but But if you would like to email me, please, please email me at, or you can also just message me on Twitter. On Twitter, at PC New Podcast. And if you want to hit me with an email, with a question for the show for next week, or anything like that, that is PCNoobPodcast@gmail.com. And I will figure out the Patreon by next week. And hopefully I can create something cool for you guys that is something extra for the Patreon people. I don't know. I still got to think of something special for you guys. It's going to be pretty cheap, probably like $1. You know. Well, anyway, this is a good first episode. Hopefully the second episode's more excited than this one. But still, not a bad first episode. This is Dog Rat, signing off.
So the penis unplugged. When the laws of entropy touch, you better dread the judge. Wiser men than us been crushed to find dust. When a fortune cookie dummy unfucked, I just shrug.
A note like a broken electrical pole song. For the done, for the scum of the circuitry on the run. Haven't seen the sun with the naked eye much. So the neon is my god and it shine on the numb. Hop up with the bike, I'm got okay, ready. Work ain't been too steady, I'm headed for something heavy. The credits are for the crime of the century. Morality's only a memory when belly's empty. Swine, get they high mind. Focus on taking mine. Get in line, swine. You won't deny me my piece of pie. Any fucker in this broke future that they designed, don't comply. I'll supply a deletion. The end is nigh.